You are listening to This is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to This is Stockton. I'm your host, Wes Ray.
And I'm your host, Amy Alpers. Before we get too far into today's episode, I just want to send a friendly reminder to everyone to please like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Your ratings and reviews mean a lot to us. It helps us climb the charts and gets our word out to more of our fellow Stocktonians listening from near and far. So thank you for those who have and for those of you who are about to right now.
Did you know, Amy, that Stocktonians represent about 58% of our listeners? Other than that, it's all over the place.
It is all over the place. So I know sometimes there's random ones. Mexico City we had for a long time. We've had New York. Of course, I had Boise for a while. And I was like, oh, I know who those people are listening from afar. Yeah,
we appreciate those subscribes. I am excited about our conversation today because we have a brand new event coming to Stockton, which I think is, we all hope and think it's going to be the next large signature event. In a time where we typically don't have large signature events in town, right? It's not festival season in November and December, right?
No, but this is like the perfect off-season tradition to bring to the city. It's super exciting. And what Wes is alluding to is today we're talking about a super exciting new event that's going to be taking place this winter and throughout the holiday season at the Stockton Ballpark in downtown Stockton. The Stockton Lantern Festival is an elaborate LED light and lantern show, and it's going to tell the story of Coda's journey to the Magic Forest. So with us today, we have Jason Perry, who is the GM for ASM Global for all of our Stockton venues. And he's going to share a bit about all the exciting stuff they have going on with us. So hello, Jason.
Hello, Amy and Wes. Thanks for having me today. We're excited to talk about the Stockton Lantern Festival.
Woo-woo.
Let's go back to the beginning then. Where did this idea come from? How long have you been working on it? And you know, what's it take to get to the point to where we could say we're doing a Lantern Festival?
So we rewind back 2 years ago was when the conversation started with the entity that is helping us bring the Stockton Lantern Festival to life here in Stockton. Our sister property in Cary, North Carolina, has been doing this production for the last 8 years. And we really looked at the success of how it went off there and said, you know what, this could be great for Stockton. We don't do a lot of activation during the winter, like you guys spoke about. And the conversations just began. We had several site visits from the team out in Chicago to come out here and look and design a ballpark in its almighty, so how we can make these lanterns come to life, because they've never done it. It's traditionally in zoos throughout America. There's 30 different shows that are running year round with this particular company. And we said, look, let's design something. Let's incorporate it into the theme of a ballpark and make it massive. So that's exactly what we did. 2 years of conversation, a month of contracting, and we said, I guess we're doing this.
So it's the first time it's ever been done in a ballpark, which is very exciting because, you know, a few of our team and you've been to other ones in zoos and parks. What I think is really cool is because this is being built specifically for us. These are brand new lanterns, which I think is pretty amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't echo that more. It's absolutely amazing. All the other shows have new elements that are new to that particular market. Might have been seen in another market, but most people don't travel all around the country to see it. But our lanterns were designed specifically for a ballpark. We're the first ballpark in the world to activate in this type of zone space or entertainment space, however you want to call it. And it took over 200 artisans to create this over 2 months to bring these lanterns to life. And then we had to ship them over from China to Oakland Port as well as the LA Port, and bring them up here to Stockton so that we could make them come to life.
So we're talking about 200 artisans to make these things. And I guess, obviously, it's hard for us to describe how massive this installation is. But if you guys go on StocktonLanternFestival.com or on the Instagram page, you can kind of get a sneak peek of what these things look like. But this is like a massive undertaking. Like some of these things, Jason, how big's the tree that they're installing? The big, big
right,
one.
So most of these lanterns in other facilities don't require the large equipment that we're using here in Stockton. So we have our center tree, or our focal point, we'll call it the tree of life, be it, is 53 feet tall, about 30 foot diameter base. So think about it. If, for those people that are in California, it's like when you're going to the Redwoods or seeing the sequoias, like this tree is absolutely massive and is completely lit up. And will come to life right before your eyes.
And I think a lot of people too, when you hear Lantern Festival, we all have this idea of like those Pinterest videos you would see of people at their wedding, like releasing a paper lantern into the sky, but that is
live flame.
Yeah, exactly. A live flame into the atmosphere. That is not what we're talking about. So we're talking about, and Jason's going to have to give us more information, but these are like some massive steel structures with fabrics over it, and they're huge animals and they're animatronic. Do you know much about the process to make these lanterns, Jason?
Yeah. So each one of the lanterns plug into a traditional, say, house outlet, like you would plug in your lamp. So I tell people when they're like, oh my God, you're going to have open flames. I was like, do you have an open flame sitting on your desk or in your living room, family room, whatever? No, you have a lamp. We just call it a lantern because it's a little more decorative. But you're right. It's a complete steel structure that's wrapped in a silk synthetic type of material that allows you to see, like, there is bamboo there that looks like real bamboo, or the tree bark or the feathers on the nine-tailed deer that just bring it color and animation and bring it to life, all while being very safe and friendly, because it is all powered right through the power of the source that we have right at the ballpark. But traditionally, I mean, as you guys have at your office outside, you're just plugged in or an extension cord and that thing fires up and your praying mantis starts praying towards his flowers.
So to put it back, to talk a little bit more about the scale of it, the amount of shipping containers that this installation has taken is almost more than double than the traditional show that maybe have been in Reno, that maybe people have seen, or in Oakland, which are the two closest ones. Talk a little bit about how many shipping containers that is and what the scale of that is. I mean, it's just hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah, it's absolutely beyond what one could imagine. So those people that went to Reno, those people that go to Oakland Zoo, were able to see a show that they thought was really large scale with lanterns, and they only had 20 shipping containers worth of lanterns. Stockton has 67. So Reno and Oakland combined are two-thirds of what Stockton represents on this absolute scale. So we have roughly 60,000 square feet of lanterns that will overtake the ballpark. The ballpark won't look like a ballpark at night by any means. You'll be totally immersed from the moment you arrive in the parking lot right in through while you're walking and see true artisan, Chinese artisan shows.
So one of the things that I'd like you to talk about a little bit is, so we talked about the scale of it, we talked about how the lanterns are made, and it is a ballpark installation, so all of these have been created unique. What's also unique is that we're telling, there's a story behind this installation, and the story will change year to year, but this year, the story is called Coda's Journey to the Magic Forest. Talk about what that means.
Absolutely. So Coda happens to be traveling with his dad on a work trip down to Peru, and they happen to go into the rainforest. And for Coda, it's his experience. So he sees all these really amazing creatures and trees and sometimes scary aspects of the rainforest while he's there with his dad. But when he goes back to the hotel room, he reaccounts his story. And as you go to each one of these lanterns throughout our festival, you will see a hand drawing that little Coda, the 8-year-old, has drawn. And it depicts what he saw come to life in this lantern. And it'll tell a little bit of story about what he saw and how he really embraced it. And overall, throughout the whole experience, it was really about overcoming his fear. So we all have these weird little fears in life, whether it could be as simple as a spider, or just this larger than life tree, or a deer with nine tails. But he talks about it and then he's like, oh wait, it's really not that bad. And it helps us all relate to that child that we have within, and how we can overcome our fears while seeing something absolutely magical and beautiful.
She's not just pretty, she's also educational. I like it. And really, you guys, we've seen like some sneak peeks over at the ballpark, and it is like, it's like low key overwhelming. Like, and this stuff's not even up yet, and we've just been seeing like the amount of lanterns that are going to go up and like how beautiful it is. I don't know. I'm so excited. I feel like I'm for sure going to cry when it's all done. Like, I guarantee I'll be in there crying. It's,
I'm holding it's, you to that, know. Amy.
Oh, I promise. This office has seen me. I'm I'm good for a good cry. Yeah, it's just like overwhelming. It's so pretty. I don't know. I'm so excited. And the story is very sweet. Okay, Jason. So beyond walking into the ballpark and experiencing the lights, what else is happening? Is there any other sort of takeover happening at the ballpark? Is there any music or any cool food or anything we can get people excited about?
Yeah, absolutely. All of it's going to be themed and activated a little bit differently than what you're accustomed to whenever you'd go to a ballpark or an arena show. So we've worked with the concessionaire to create, and you'll have to follow us, DrLanternFestival.com, or like us on Facebook and Instagram to find out about all of the food likes or the food options, because I don't remember them off the top of my head and I can't eat half of them anyway. But so all the food will be themed and tied into the event. It'll have some sort of Peruvian twist on it, as well as some local flair that isn't traditional at the ballpark for their menu. But we'll also have stage performances with Chinese artisans that are going to be coming over and staying for this whole duration. So there'll be traditional Chinese dance, music. It's four different stage shows that are still being developed that'll happen. And roughly every 15 minutes, it'll be a new show that rotates four times an hour, which works perfectly well because people are buying their tickets in time slots. And the average person will spend about an hour and a half to hour, 45 minutes as they go through this experience, as well as the soft music that will play as you're walking through Coda's Magic Forest. But beyond that, there's also another part that isn't being talked about, but right in center field, there's some activation with actual involvement where kids are playing like a piano or on a swing, but basically the family or the patrons will be activating the lanterns and how they act and respond to the public.
Which is cool, because I saw some of those interactive lanterns when we went to the Boston show, and it's cool to actually get the kids are just going to love that. And there's, you know, one of the things I think people don't, I mean, obviously it's so visually appealing, but this is like the Instagrammable event or the TikTok event of the year in Stockton. You are going to come create so many visuals. So it doesn't have to be something for kids. It is an all age event. I see lots of young people or
you're
older
joking.
People.
I got no kids. I'm going to be there crying by myself, loving all of it, swinging on that swing.
Okay.
Oh. What are you talking about? Yeah.
I mean, that's how Amy is on a Friday night at
yeah, right. This is typical behavior. Yeah.
So you alluded to it for a second, but let's talk a little bit about how you're structuring the entry and the pricing for this 51 day event, by the way. We haven't even mentioned the dates.
I know. Should we say that real quick, how this goes?
Yes, it does start November 24th, the day after Thanksgiving, and runs every single day through January 14th. Rain or shine, by the way. But Jason, talk a little bit about how the ticketing is going to work for this event.
So I'm going to rechange or rephrase the rain or shine, because it's going to be rain or night sky. Since we're not doing this during the day.
Good call.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, sure.
So it's rain, it or, rain yeah. or under moon, 5 yes. p.m. to 10 p.m., 51 consecutive nights, as Wes Damn. Mentioned, November 24th to January 14th. So by night 51, we may look a little more raggedy than we do right now in person. but no, we're super excited. And what we're doing is because we want it to be an enjoyable experience for all, some of these festivals or lantern festivals throughout the country or the world just have the doors open, you buy a ticket, so 4,000 people could show up at 5 o'clock, right? And it doesn't necessarily allow it to be the most enjoyable experience. So really, we worked with the producer of the show and talked about how best can we do this. So we have timed entries, so you buy a time slot. You show up a little bit early, we're still going to let you in. You show up a little bit late, we're still going to let you in. But the goal is really to have it more systematic in the way the traffic or the foot traffic flows through the building, because it'll allow for the best viewing experience. We won't be so tight, even though there's ample footpath. I mean, our paths are 9 feet wide, so it's not a crammed in experience, but we really want it to be a nice flow because everyone will spend roughly an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes. And if we do it on that interval timing of roughly 1,000 to 1,500 people per hour, it will allow for smooth traffic flow and allow you to experience the interactive part without Amy pushing you over in her tears, or Wes wanting to be always in the right, or Wes always wanting to be in the front of the stage so that he can learn his traditional Chinese dance moves.
Okay, wait, I had one question about this stage act. So you said they're happening in 15-minute intervals. Is it back to back, or is it like every hour there's a 15-minute?
No, so they're going to do 3 to 4 an hour.
Damn. Yeah. That's awesome.
So basically one act will perform every hour.
Yeah.
So they work 15, they have 45 minutes off.
Sweet.
So the lifestyle I want.
Yeah. Yes, same.
That's work-life balance.
Yeah. So just another thing that people can note is that the pricing is different Monday through Friday. So, you know, the weekends are going to be busier. So we always like to provide little pro tips here. Actually now, between now when this episode comes out and right before the event starts, I think on the 22nd, there's a pre-sale ticket discount that's available at StocktonLanternFestival.com. But also Monday through Thursday is a little cheaper than Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
That is correct. So right now through midnight on November the 19th, you can have $3 off on any one of the shows, Monday through Sunday. So all performances have a $3 discount. And then Friday through Sunday does have a $5 ticket bump. I think it is $5. Don't quote me. I know you'll just put it on air. So it's
we just quoted you.
Yeah, you don't need to quote me because it came out of my mouth. So it's roughly a $5 price jump for Friday, Saturday, Sunday performances. We're currently working on group performance rating, so that there's a group discount for 10 or more. And we do have a child's price, so children under the age of 12, save $3 on their tickets. So right now through this pre-sale, you can get a child's ticket as low as $16 and an adult ticket for $19. It's really a great family fun, affordable experience to come out. And as Wes had seen when we were in Boston, a little less in Boston because it was a lightly traveled show since we were there for Labor Day. But when we were up in Reno or when I was at Oakland, you see people that are out, whether you're young teenagers in love on a date or fake love, whatever you want it to be, or people like Amy sitting there crying by herself.
Taking it all in.
Yeah, couples of Wes's age out, and then the whole family. And up in Reno, we saw, you know, four generational families out experiencing the wonder that this is and absolutely having a blast. So, you know, it's sort of like taking from the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey playbook of this is for children of all ages.
Well, and this is an art event. This is a cultural experience. This is like a total stoner teenager immersive art, like crazy experience. Like it can be so many things to so many different people. And I've never been to anything like this. I've been to music festivals across the country. I've been to all sorts of events. I've never seen anything like this. So I'm like beyond excited that this is going to be in our area. And think what an easy Christmas gift this would be for you to buy for people, to buy your random cousin's family who you don't really know, a 4-pack, or also the cousin you like the most because you think it's going to be so cool or what have you. Easy way to get people excited and out and doing something cool in this community. So,
and new traditions, right? So yes. We don't have to, you know, it's traditional. I'm not from here, but everyone tells me it's tradition to go out to the movies around the holidays. And now we're saying, hey, you know what? You can go to the movies. There's still a lot of fun, but you're not interacting with the people that you want to spend that quality time with. So come out to the Lantern Festival and have a nice drink. So there's going to be hot drinks. There'll be cold drinks.
Is there going to be alcoholic food. Drinks?
Yeah, I was just referring to them as drinks.
Oh, okay.
Because again, we're, you know, children of all ages.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's my true hope in the last 2 years of cultivating this is that we're going to create new lasting memories for the residents of Stockton and beyond that are year over year, and we're just going to continue to grow. And we hope to welcome 60,000+ people through the doors this year, with our hope in year three that we'll be upwards of 200,000 people.
Right. And this is year one. So you got to go the first year so you can brag and you can be like, oh, I went the first year.
Correct. So. And you're going to want to come back the second year because 100%. It's going to be a different theme. So, you know, this year we're
basically a lantern influencer at that point. You can talk about all the different years you've been there. Yeah.
And then they'll be able to sit on this podcast next year and talk about all the great experiences because we know, you know, the way Visit Stockton does, they're going to have testimonial videos that come out after this.
Oh, the testimonials, you love to see it.
I do think, though, that actually you mentioned people going year after year, but I do feel that people are going to go more than once this season because they're going to go and they're going to want to go and experience it with other people and help, you know, share it with them. I think it's definitely one of those events.
Yeah, absolutely. And every time you see, and I haven't gone to several of them, every time you go, it's a different experience. So my walkthrough with you, Wes, will be a lot different than my walkthrough smothered in tears with Amy.
Yeah, no doubt.
For sure. Like Amy and my experience would be like going to a fish show. Going with you is going to be like going to John Mayer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
We just stagger through the so you can get tickets at StocktonLanternFestival.com, but also when can people get them at the arena box office?
Yeah, you can get them at the Adventist Health Arena box office Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 to 2 during any one of our events. And then starting the week of November 20th, we'll be activating at the Stockton Ballpark box office daily, including every day of the Lantern Festival starting at 2 p.m.
Very cool. And if people don't know where the Stockton Ballpark is, shame on you, but it is in downtown Stockton at 404 West Fremont Street, right on the downtown Stockton waterfront, right next to the Adventist Health Arena. Big parking garage right there, so that should be easy for those folks who just want to walk in. We also want to remind people that it is wheelchair accessible, because I know we've been getting some questions about that. So the big questions we've been getting also are no flame and nothing's going to fly in the air. So don't worry. It is not that kind of lantern festival. But you know, we're super, super, super excited about this. And if you haven't gone to the socials yet, as Jason's alluded to, Instagram and Facebook, Stockton Lantern Festival. And if you want to see what these things are looked like getting set up, because it's over a month of setup. I think there's how many people from came over to set this up?
Yeah, we have 30 engineers right now working on the construction over a 5-week period.
That's crazy. That is crazy. That it takes that. I mean, that's how intense it is. So we are putting up these behind the scenes pics on our Facebook and Instagram so you could really get the scale. We're actually heading over there soon to get some more pictures. So we're excited about that. But any final thoughts, Jason, anything else you want to share with the audience about this event?
You know, I for me, it's truly amazing. And I'm so honored that we're actually able to have it happen and that we're partnering with Visit Stockton to market to our people and talk to everyone. Because I think people, once they see this and what they see coming to life on social media, the social media doesn't do it justice. Beside these things, one, they're just absolutely massive and social media doesn't show scale. But as we build it and as we start to bring these things to life through electricity, most of that will be seen on our social media. But again, it doesn't do it justice, Wes. Having seen it in Boston, like what we see is not it. And I would encourage anybody that's in our community to drive by the Adventist Health Arena and see some of our lanterns alive. Go over by Visit Stockton's office and you can see two of the lanterns that are not part of the show, but you can just see the sheer quality of them. And it's absolutely amazing. And I assure you that you will not want to only see it once.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jason. Thank you for being instrumental in getting this event in Stockton and for all the good work you do with ASM Global and all of our Stockton venues. So we're very excited about this.
Thank you. You make it easy as a good partner.
Oh, thank you. All right. And of course, we have plenty of other events happening in Stockton. If you want to follow along and see what's happening in the city, be sure to follow the largest events calendar at visitstockton.org. And when you're there, you can sign up for our weekly events newsletter. For supporting images and insights, be sure to follow at This Is Stockton Podcast on Instagram and check out thisisstockton.com to subscribe and share. To stay up to date with everything going on in Stockton, follow at Visit Stockton on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube. We will see you at the Lantern Festival next weekend.
Thanks for listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Wes Ray, Amy Alpers, and Anthony Estes, with Visit Stockton and produced by Relic.